space. It's going to be low-scoring games and one-goal games. So for a team that hasn't played many playoff games, I think we've played quite a few of them here coming down the stretch, and there's going to be a bunch more. And if we're going to keep our name in this hat right now, it's going to be much of the same. Anytime, guys.
And a quick comment on how Buff looked at 30 today. How he played.
Well, I think you guys saw when Buff won, you know, when they won the Stanley Cup with Chicago, Buff was a different player, you know, when the playoffs started. And some players have that extra gear, some players don't have that, and Buff's one of the guys that has that extra gear where when the chips are down, you want a guy like 33 on your team.
Thanks.
Anytime.
You don't seem to be slowing down at any point. Is your energy level picking up as the season kind of concludes?
Oh, for sure. We're in a hunt for playoffs, and you know, when it's just a matter of being excited to come to the rink every day, and you know, I couldn't be more excited. Our team's right into it. We have everyone in the locker room believing that we're going to make the playoffs, and that makes for a really fun atmosphere to come to work, and I guess it makes it a little easier to have success out there.
We've beaten this to death, really, but I mean, how big are the fans?
Oh, they're huge. It's just the whole atmosphere around the city, you know, and some of their bigger markets, you know the fans are there and they understand that you're in a playoff race and it's all good. But here, we're kind of the only show in town, and everyone is just in a frenzy about the Jets. And if we were 10 games out of it, it'd probably be the same. But since we're in a playoff race, it's just it's kind of ramped up another notch. So I think we're fighting here to show them what playoff hockey is like all over again. Anytime.